16a, it says, "Then Manoah prayed to the Lord." Just keep your finger there. Just keep your finger there. All right. When I was doing, started studying for this, told me to tell you because He personally created you. He formed you in His womb. He says, not only did He create you and form you, He Himself created the rest of life. Watch. He also sent His Son to die so that y'all could have communion, you and God, not you and somebody else, not God, but you and God, personally. You didn't have to go to a priest, you didn't have to go to an orator or a prophet or anything. He wanted it for you and God. That's why He sent His Son to die for us. Another reason why you're relevant is you come here either to hear the Word or to learn more about the Word and what God has called us to say and do. Because we have a mission. We have a mission right now here. God is doing something new in the earth today. Look at what's happening across the world. Well, I ain't seen it like this before. I thought it was bad when I came. It's a lot worse now. There's things that happened I would have never thought would happen. And I have to say, and I have to admit this, I was one of the drugs. I was the drug generation. But now it's to the point where you've got I'll say this. Every prayer you pray is relevant to a degree. And the reason why is because you're talking to God. You're talking to God. And that makes it relevant. But there are prayers that He won't answer. And there's prayers He will answer. The ones He won't answer are ones that are pretending. Covenant is something somebody else has. Or you want revenge on somebody. And the Word says revenge. We don't are with hate. Or you're doing it for destruction. How can you, want God to harm somebody? And then what is relevant to God is if you're praying for help, not just for you, but for people around you. Because if we have to be a generation that is So be careful. You must not drink wine or any other alcoholic drink, nor eat any forbidden food. You will become pregnant and give birth to a son, and his hair must never be cut, for he will be dedicated to God as a Nazarene or Nazarite from birth. He will begin to rescue Israel from the Philistines. Then the woman ran and told her husband, "The man of God appeared to me. He looked like one of God's angels, terrifying to see. I didn't ask where he was from. He didn't tell me his name. But he told me, 'You will become pregnant and give birth to a son. You must not drink wine or any other alcoholic drink, nor eat any forbidden food. For your son will be dedicated to God as a Nazarite from the moment of his birth until the day of his death.'" Now we get to what I think. "Then Manoah prayed to the Lord, saying, 'Lord, let that man of God come back to us again. Give us more instructions about this son who is to be born.' God answered Manoah, and the angel of God appeared once again to his wife as she was sitting in the field. But her husband Manoah was not with her, so she quickly ran and told her husband, 'The man of God appeared to me the other day is here again.' So Manoah ran back with his wife and asked, 'Are you the man who spoke to my wife the other day?' He said, 'Yes, I am.' So Manoah asked, 'What are your words? When your words come true, what kind of rules should govern the boy's life and work?' The angel of the Lord replied, 'Be sure your wife follows the instructions I gave her. She must never eat grapes or raisins, drink wine or any other alcoholic drink, or even eat forbidden food. And then Manoah said to the angel of the Lord, "Please hear. Stay here until we can prepare you a goat to eat." "I will stay," the angel of the Lord replied, "but I will not eat anything. However, you may prepare a burnt offering as a sacrifice to the Lord." Manoah did not realize it was an angel of the Lord. Okay, he prayed to God and got an answer. God sent the man of God. This is what God was telling you about. That angel is Jesus, his representation. You see, they didn't have Jesus. God had to send messengers. So technically, he is, standing in the way of Jesus. He's giving the instructions. He's telling them. What I think is neat is that during that time when he's talking to that angel, he's actually praying. And he's asking, "Words come true, what kind of rules should govern the boy's life and work?" God, what am I supposed to do? How am I supposed to do this? And the neat thing is, be sure your wife follows. Well, I got to looking at that. Couldn't get away from it. Man, we have to rise up. I want my children to say when I pass away, "My daddy, father, stepfather was a praying man." I want that. He's telling, be sure your wife follows the instruction. In other words, you help her. You lift her up. You be there with her. You take care of her. In other words, we're not to do it either. Because if we don't do it, then they won't. And that's also a way to not be putting something in somebody's face that's tempting them. Like I said, he flipped all this. I'm going to do it differently than I was before. back then, a lot of people did their own sacrifice. They didn't go to Shiloh or the tabernacle. They did it themselves. And so that means that sacrifice that he gave, that he offered, was a type of praise. It was a type of worship to God, saying, thank you for sending me this person. Thank you for helping me. Thank you for the instruction. I give you glory because you're God. And when I needed you, you were there. When I wanted you, you were there. When I called you, you were there. And that's something else we need to learn. We need to open our eyes. He's always there. It can look like everything's falling apart, but he's always there and he can give you peace. When you come down here, says, and Manoah asked the angel of the Lord, what is your name? For when it all comes true, we want to honor you. Why do you ask me my name? The angel of the Lord replied, it is wonderful. It's too wonderful for you to understand. Then Manoah took a young goat, grain offering, and offered it on a rock as a sacrifice to the Lord. As Manoah and his wife watched, Lord did an amazing thing. As the flames from the altar shot up toward the sky, the angel of the Lord ascended in fire. Ascended up in fire. That was God telling them, I accept you. That was God saying that your prayer was accepted. Your prayer has been answered. And it's going to happen. And that happened. That's why when you pray, you must believe that he is, that he's the rewarder of the diligent pursuit. Now let's go back to what I was talking about on the prayer. Can somebody please know that God can't hear that one? Because to get patience, you have to pray for love. Love is patient. Love is kind. So that's sometimes we're praying for an attribute of love, and we need to be praying for the love. Because what they say he is love. And there's no other besides him. Not doing it love or for love, it's going to hit a ceiling. It's going to hit a ceiling. That's just like when you get saved, you ask God to forgive you of your sins. Well, you come back a week later, well, God, forgive me. I mean, you start talking about the exact same thing you did. Well, I'm sorry. He don't hear you. You know why? Because he already took you to do it to see if forgiveness. Put that under the blood. He can't see it. So he said, like, I don't understand what he's talking about. I want you to get it. Because you know what? He's moved on. He's ready for the next level. He's waiting on us. He's waiting on us. Yes, I can probably name a bunch of, not that, but ask y'all. Y'all can probably tell us all kinds of bad stuff to do when you show. younger or whatever. But see, that doesn't matter, because that's not who we are today. And see, the world needs to see our love so that they can get to that point where they see, well, I'm not like that. I'm not the terrible person that people said I was. Because anybody can change. Anybody can change. So that's why we have to do everything in love. The problem I have with praying for riches is, you know what the word for love for riches is? Mammon. The Bible says you can't set the table of mammon and of God. You can't set it both. You know why? Because mammon promises everything only God can give you. There's people I've heard people say, well, if I had this much money, I would be at peace. Well, I'd be okay. I wouldn't have no problem. Well, yeah. Going to have problems. God never said we wasn't going to have struggles. It rains on the just as well as it does the unjust. Notice that he said the just first. He didn't say the unjust first. He said the just. Because sometimes he's testing you. He's wanting to know where your heart is. He's wanting you to know where your heart is. Because he already knows. And sometimes he's got a little, you've got to have a little adversity. Something that you don't like happening. Somebody say something you don't like, and you got to fight your way. By the way, I'll be honest about this. That's me. I stayed in more trouble because I couldn't keep my mouth shut. You said something I didn't like, and you just didn't get it. That's just the way I was. But I'm not like that. Sometimes I'll stop. No. Then I'll crack a joke and walk out. You know, because I don't want to be that person. I don't want someone that wants to retaliate. We all suffer things. We all go through things. And God can give us peace. He can give us joy. He can give us satisfaction. Everything while it's happening. Somebody read Matthew 6. I think it's 6 or 7. No. Never mind. I think it was Matthew. Where it says, Matthew 7, 7. I told you he flipped, I'm going to be down here in a little bit. Somebody read that? Exactly. Everything in your life, as far as God's concerned, has to be changed. Prayers have to be active. Your walk with Him has to be active. If you want something, ask for it. Now, I know my sister wanted a red Cadillac for years and years. God answered that prayer. So was she praying for it all the time? No. They got to the point and said, all right, now you deserve it. Have it. Because that's what kind of father He is. Just like we want to give good gifts to our children, He wants to give good gifts to us. Sometimes we've got to have the right attitude. And we've got to pray the right prayer. Is it just so that you can do it out of pride? Do you want this job because you want people to look up to you? Do you want to stand on this platform and make people be in awe at you? That's pride. That's pride. And so anything out of pride, God's not going to accept. He is not. Flat out not going to accept. You can pray it day in and day out, and it's going to be deceiving. Because He can't do it because it's not in love. Love your neighbor as yourself. Another translation says, love you as God, as Jesus loves you. Or love them as Jesus loves you. He died for you. people, they don't have nothing. So we need to take the money from this guy to this guy, because it ain't fair for them to have it. But it's okay if we get it, take it to him, or if he goes over there and straight to him. And what they refer to is all the right. Oh, well, this is a summer of love. To destroy, is that love? Exactly. We have to be opposite of love. We have to show a kindness when they want to show hate or disgust or anything. We have to be patient. And the only way you can have patience is through love. And this was just what God has given me, something simple, something easy. Like I said, our prayers have to be active. If you want to know how to pray, read the Word of God. There are prayers all through. All through. People pray for something. Something happens. God bless them because their heart is right. So our prayers have to be active. We have to be active in prayer. We have to be active in the Word. You'll never learn how to pray properly. Read this book. This is our roadmap to this life. You want to go somewhere in God? Read this book. You want to be something in God? Read this book. Pray in the Spirit. Pray and ask God to let you pray with knowledge. If you read this, you'll get the knowledge. I know. It's been a long time. Many years I've been reading. Maybe a scripture here and there for every few months. Once I started reading it every day, things started changing for me. Not everybody else. Me, my response started changing. To the point that now I look at everybody in the world as my brother and my sister. And I want them to know Jesus. I know what he did for this old world. I know how far down I was and how high he lifted me. And if he wants me to go, wherever he wants me to go, I'll go. I wouldn't even have said that a year ago. But I was like, no, I ain't going to go. But if that's what he wants, wherever he tells me to go, I'll go. Because I want people to know Jesus. I want people to know the way I've learned to get to know him. Because he's amazing. He loves. You can go through, believe me, we've been through a lot this year. But I've never lost my peace. I've never lost my joy. Pray every morning, pray every night. You know, I read the Word. Now I'm reading Psalms 91 every day. Anyway, every prayer must come from love and the heart. Don't pray grudgingly. Don't pray grudgingly. Because if the world out there would be different, and I got to believe God's doing it, he's doing something different. It's not going to be the big TV preachers and the crusades. It's going to say one-on-one. One-on-one, the way he always meant to be. One-on-one. That said, he told me a prayer and told me to write it down. Well, he told me not to write it down, but he told me to write it down. I just want you to do it. I love you today. I thank you so much that you leave the rest of life for me. I thank you, Lord God, that you're always with me. You never leave me nor forsake me, Lord God. I thank you for your grace. I thank you for your mercy. I thank you, Lord, that when I was at the weakest part, the worst part of my life, you reached in, you intervened, Lord God, and you changed me. You changed me. And you sent lots of people. You sent me. You gave me a beautiful, sweet, loving wife, Lord, that prayed for me. Did I thank you for that? You have put people in my life for the past 30 years that would take something off, that would help remove something. Lord God, I thank you that you use them as your ministry, Lord God. So now I want to do that. I want to be the one to sin. You see, I want people to know how good you were to me and how much you changed me. And how much you moved into my life and into my marriage, Lord. And Lord, if I've done anything in pride, Lord, then I ask you to forgive me, Lord God, and help me and teach me and use your word and teach me how not to do that again. Lord, if I've committed a sin unaware, I ask you to forgive me for that sin, so that I can move on, Lord, and not have that hanging over my head, Lord Jesus, but it be under the blood and be gone. Right now is the time for us to yield ourselves to you, for me to yield myself to you, Lord, to do the things that you would have me to do, Lord God, to say the words that you would have me to say, Lord, to help other people, to pray the prayers, Lord, that they need prayed over them, Lord God. And I thank you, Lord, that you placed me in the church that taught spiritual warfare. I thank you, Lord, so that I could learn how to fight these things, Lord, through your spirit, through your armor, Lord, through your word, Lord Jesus, so that I could help, I could overcome these things and apply all your concepts and precepts to my life, apply your love to my life, to apply everything that you've given me to my life, Lord God, and to my wife's life, Lord Jesus, and our household, Lord. Because, see, we know, I know, you're the only way to peace. You're the only way to joy. You're the only way to satisfaction. And you're the only way to victory. It's through your Son, Jesus Christ, Lord, who died and rose, shed his blood and rose from the grave so that we could have communion with you, Lord God. And I thank you for that. I thank you for it every day. I thank you, Lord God, for a church that's wanting to reach out, Lord Jesus, and make a difference. I thank you, Lord God. You have placed everyone that you have placed in here, in this church, Lord God. And I thank you for them. I thank you, Lord, that we're going to make a difference in this life. We're going to help change people in this city, Lord God. And we're going to go forth, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to change, bring people to you, Lord. Because they're going to see the love. They're going to see the joy. They're going to see the happiness, Lord Jesus. They're going to see the peace. They're going to see the satisfaction, because it only comes through you, Lord. I ask you, Lord, to give this heart, to give my life and this church a heart for your word, a heart for prayer, Lord God, so that we can go deeper and deeper in you,